Good morning and welcome.
Dobro pozdravljajte.
Bienvenido.
Salam.
Welcome to the 91st year in EMU's history.
Welcome to a learning community
where we educate students to serve and lead in a global context.
We welcome our new provost, Dr. Fred Niss from Chicago.
And our new interim undergraduate dean, Dr. Vernon Jancy.
Welcome to a university
with a new environmentally friendly residence hall
named Cedarwood.
A seminary with a new revised curriculum.
Graduate programs in counseling, business, and education.
And a center for justice and peace building.
Welcome to all 220 first year students.
To our transfer students. Transfer students and returning students.
And to new faculty and staff.
EMU is a place where we gather.
For chapel.
For 8 a.m. classes.
For volleyball, soccer, field hockey, basketball.
For late night breakfast.
For art gallery openings and singing beautiful music.
Early morning nursing clinicals.
And provocative discussions in common grounds.
Welcome to a university where students learn.
Making observations along Linville Creek.
In South Africa and Lesotho.
In Washington, D.C.
And at the Harrisonburg International Festival.
Welcome to a school where we learn
from our mistakes,
support each other in our disappointment and loss,
and celebrate
our accomplishments and achievements,
where our recycling efforts are nationally recognized,
where together we worship God,
seek truth,
and care for God's creation,
where we commit ourselves to pray for the needs among us,
and for the needs of people scattered around the world.
Welcome to EMU.
We have welcomed one another. Now let us welcome God in our midst. Let us pray the invocation. O God, Creator and Redeemer, we ask that our eyes be open to see you among us as we begin the experiences that await us in this new semester. Reveal yourself and your will. You have promised that whenever two or three of us are gathered in your name, you will be present. Help us to understand your desires for this university community and instill in us a desire to seek you in every opportunity. We welcome and praise you, God, in our midst. We are all your children. And while we are not always of the same mind, and we will be spread over the world in different locations this semester, unite our spirits so that we may be made one in love and in devotion to your holy will. Amen. Amen.
If you turn to the back of the hymnal, you should find a sheet something like this. That is the university hymn. Please listen as the quartet will sing the first stanza, and then please join in 2, 3, and 4.
Jesus, our teacher. our scripture this morning, we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 46 through 48. Who will be the greatest? An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them,
"Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest." I would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone here again. My name is Benjamin Berge, and I'm the president for fall semester of the Student Government Association, or SGA. And the SGA is comprised of an executive committee of myself, Janelle Freed, vice president, Sarah Beck, secretary, and Brent Beachy, the treasurer. We will also soon be electing 13 senators who all make up the SGA. And together we meet weekly to talk and make decisions in all sorts of areas. We are a sort of link between students and administration, acting as an elected student voice. And because of that, you all have a part in the SGA by voting and having a voice. We are always very open to hearing from you with ideas and suggestions that you have as to how you would like to see and make EMU an even better place. And this year, the executive committee has come up with a theme phrase to use that focuses on community and spirit, important values that we have here at EMU. That phrase comes from the Three Musketeers, one for all and all for one. So naturally, we have a lot of Three Musketeer bars, and we'll always be happy to give them to you if you stop by our office to talk and give suggestions, or if you come to our booth at the club's ice cream social. And we would like everyone to have a part in this idea of community and spirit, and feel free to bring your voice and ideas to the SGA this year. Thank you.
Thank you. I also get to advise the Student Government Association, and we really enjoy the ideas that are brought by all of you as students, and we welcome them and welcome you to the SGA office. Mm-hmm. President Schwarzentruber, our speaker this morning, grew up in Kelowna, Iowa. After graduating from Iowa Mennonite School, he came to EMU for 1 year and then transferred to the University of Iowa School of Pharmacy. Lauren is married to Pat Schwarzentruber, and they returned to Harrisonburg in 1973 for Lauren to begin seminary studies. During his seminary years, he worked for Inner Church Incorporated, Myron Augsburger's Preaching Missions, and in the admissions office of EMU. From 1978 to 83, Lauren pastored the Salford Mennonite Church in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, and from 83 to 93 served as Associate Executive Secretary of the former Mennonite Board of Education, and 1993 to 2003 as President of Heston College in Kansas. Pat and Lauren are parents of four married children, and as of this summer, they have one grandchild with the hope of more to come. Let's all welcome Lauren as he comes to share with us on the topic, Prepare to Serve and Lead. Welcome.
Kamsahamnida. That means thank you in Korean. We had two major highlights this summer. One that was just mentioned, the birth of our first grandchild, and another, just a couple of weeks later, was a visit to Korea for 8 days, which was a wonderful experience for both Pat and me. Two of our recent graduates, Ahjan Lee and Lena Risser, are currently serving and leading at Bell International Academy, teaching music and English, and Ben Berge and Josh Dean joined them in August for several musical concerts. I invite you to look at these two banners on either side of me on the platform this morning. Those of you who are returning to EMU may have noticed that these are not the same banners that hung here last school year. These banners, designed and created by EMU alumnus Ravon Schrock Kaufman, reflect the revised mission statement text that EMU's Board of Trustees approved last year. Ravon is here with us today from her home in Ohio. She notes that as she chose to work with these pieced blocks for these banners to evoke, quote, the rich cultural heritage and spiritual Anabaptist tradition in the valley and beyond. The small pieces of cloth that are sewed together represent the varying backgrounds and understandings that are brought together at EMU into a single body. In addition, the Peace Comforter image connects the serve part of our mission, she notes, calling to mind the thousands of blankets distributed by service workers around the world. Ravon also said this about her work. Because of the great value placed on diversity within EMU, the blocks intentionally adopt widely varying colors. The exuberance and intensity of the color is intentional. There's a more complete and full artist's statement that's available on the EMU website. Many posters of the new artwork will be available soon to replace the older mission statement posters that have been displayed around campus. Ravon, thank you very, very much for your work in capturing and communicating the EMU mission through this work of art, and I'd like you to stand, please, to be recognized. One of the key phrases, in fact, the leading statement on the one to my left, your right, is EMU educates students to serve and lead in a global context. At first glance, I think those words, that combination of words, to serve and lead, seem to be mutually exclusive. It's not a combination that is common in university mission statements. Most people don't put those two words together in the same sentence, unless they are writing about Jesus in the New Testament. The Son of Man has come not to be served, but to be served. But that's not how we generally define a leader. Leaders are thought to be those who tell others what to do and how to think. Famous leaders often have people serving them. In fact, they are often surrounded by servants, in quotes, people who make sure that all their needs are met. Prior to assuming the president's role at Heston College in 93, I read a shelf full of books about leadership, some of them written by retired college presidents. And one of those authors is frequently quoted by higher education gurus. And among his many recommendations, don't let people know you too well. Maintain a sense of distance so that there is a certain mystique. And make sure to negotiate for a limo and a driver. Those whom you lead should always know you are different and special. Still waiting. Now, I may not be the brightest person on the planet. In fact, I know I'm not the brightest person even on this campus. But I didn't think that a limo and a driver would gain me a lot of brownie points. James Fisher had some other suggestions, some of which were equally preposterous, and a few of which made some sense. But I think he definitely didn't seem to be aware of the model of Jesus, nor of the concept of servant leadership as it was popularized by Robert Greenleaf some 40 years ago. So, what are some qualities that a person needs to embody in order to serve and lead in a global context? This morning, I'd like to name just three: integrity, vision, and hope. Stephen Carter teaches law at the Yale University School of Law, and in his book, Integrity, he offers this definition: discerning what is right and wrong, acting on what you have discerned even at personal cost, and he goes on to suggest, even when no one is looking. And thirdly, saying openly that you are acting on your understanding of right from wrong. The word itself comes from the Latin integer, a sense of wholeness, a whole person, a person undivided. Perhaps in Jesus' words in Matthew, blessed are the pure in heart, because their motives are pure. In addition to integrity, I think a servant leader has a vision of how things ought to be. 2 weeks ago in our annual faculty and staff fall conference, our guest speaker, Dr. Rob Davis, suggested that all of us keep the ends in mind and that the means to a vision should always be consistent with the ends that one has in one's mind in reaching for that vision, that the means to get there should be consistent with the ends. All of us have a vision for where we want to go in the future. Most of you as students have at least a general vision for obtaining a college degree or a master's degree or a seminary MDiv. Some of you have a more precise vision. You know what major you want to pursue, perhaps even a vocation. Some of you are here as adult students and you've already been engaged in a vocation and you want to hone those skills and preparation for greater service in that particular vocation. For many of us, that vision will change over time. But I have in mind a greater vision, one that is shaped by our faith commitments, a vision for shalom, the well-being of all humankind, a vision for peace and justice that is global, a vision that is formed by the life and teachings of Jesus as best articulated in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's a vision that all of us can pursue, no matter what our vocation or position in life, a vision that takes servant leaders to achieve. And Rob Davis reminded us that we are fallen human beings and we exist in fallen institutions. We are fallen, but we are being redeemed. We pursue a vision of God's kingdom on earth, even as it is in heaven, knowing that it will never be fully realized in our time. And I pray daily, that everything we pursue at EMU, that our reason for being will always be fashioned by this cosmic vision. And finally, servant leaders are people of hope. Not mere optimism, but hope. Theologian Reinhold Niebuhr said, "Nothing that is worth doing can be achieved in a lifetime. Therefore, we must be saved by hope." Hope is a state of mind, not of the world. Václav Havel, playwright and former president of the Czech Republic, hope in this deep and powerful sense is not the same as joy that things are going well, or willingness to invest in enterprises that are obviously heading for success, but rather an ability to work for something because it is good. Integrity, vision, and hope. I close with a story from our family. It's a personal story that I share because I know it well, but more than that, because I think it's illustrative of what happens to many of our students and alumni at EMU. 8 years ago, after graduating Heston College and EMU, our son Steve volunteered for a year of service in Mexico City. He had gone to Europe with the Heston Corral. He had taken a cross-cultural semester with EMU in Guatemala, and he applied for a year of service in Mexico because he wanted to build on his Spanish language skills and to do youth ministry. But it turned out to be a year very, very different from what he expected. Like many idealistic young adults, he went to Mexico with ideas of what he could offer the churches in youth ministry, and it was rather frustrating to discover that they weren't exactly waiting for him to bring all of his wisdom into their communities. His host family consisted of a widowed mother living with 8 family members, 3 generations under one roof. And shortly after he joined that family, and as he was struggling to find his place both vocationally in that community and in the family, his host mother was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So there he was, feeling underutilized in youth ministry, with little direction from any leaders, in a home where the one person holding the family together was dying. And within just a few months, he was literally holding her hands when she died. And the family transported her body out to the countryside to a burial plot where they carved the names of all the children into a wooden tombstone, including the name Esteban. And out of that experience, which was very different from what he expected, Steve sensed a call to enroll in seminary here at EMS. And he's now a full-time hospice chaplain in Northern Virginia, spending his days and nights and weekends, ministering to individuals with terminal illnesses. And at the age of 30, he's conducted more funerals than some pastors do in a lifetime of ministry. Walking with those who are dying and with their families has become a calling that began when he could do nothing other than serve at the bedside of his host mother. It wasn't what he had in mind when he envisioned his year in Mexico. He went to Mexico with expectations that he would lead youth groups and be a resource to youth group leaders, but he found himself in a servant role in another culture, in a global context, and that experience shaped him in ways he could not have anticipated. During our years together on this campus, each of us will have opportunities to serve others. Those of you who have been on cross-culture, are going on cross-cultural experiences, will find yourselves in roles that you did not expect and in opportunities with opportunities to serve, just as those of us who remain on campus will have opportunities to serve, and thereby we will grow into leaders with a vision to extend God's kingdom in the world. I'm going to briefly introduce Dr. Fred Nist before he comes to share a prayer of blessing on the academic year. His coming to EMU reminded me of an experience I had, because there's a little bit of a similar experience that he's having here now. I was cut from the basketball team at EMU. And quite a few years later, I showed up at Heston College, and my former coach was then the athletic director. And I walked in as a candidate. I saw him at a basketball game, and I went up, sat down beside him. He looked at me, and he said, "You know, ever since I've heard your name as a possible candidate here, I've been racking my brain trying to remember where we met." And I said, "Mullet, you cut me from the basketball team at EMU, and I'm coming to Heston College." Now, Fred Niss has come to take the role of provost. The undergraduate dean was his former professor, Vernon Jancy. And I was even warned, Vernon told me this morning before we came over here, that you know, this could be a little dangerous. They would try to keep themselves under control behind me here this morning. They know each other pretty well. But the roles have been reversed. Fred joined us on July 1 from Chicago, as was mentioned earlier. He is the father of Stephen, who is a junior with us this year. Rosalind has remained in Chicago for this year in a role. They will be spending weekends back and forth, and she is looking for a role in this community in another year. And I hope you'll have an opportunity to meet her along the way. She'll be here for some special occasions. And probably if the White Sox make it to the World Series, Fred will be gone from here. I hope they meet the Phillies. That would be fun. Fred is a sociologist. He is an EMU alum, and he served on the faculty at Loyola of Chicago and was a department chair and interim graduate dean, and brings many, many years of teaching as well as administrative experience to us as provost. On Friday morning, I invite you to come back to this location and hear a more complete introduction from his former professor, Dr. Vernon Jancy. That should be fun. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Nist to Eastern Mennonite University, and then Fred, would you come and lead us in a prayer for this academic year? Thank you all, and thank you, Lauren. I would like to point out that I was never cut from one of Vernon's classes. Please join me in a prayer of blessing for the new school year. God, our Creator and Sustainer, we come to you this morning with grateful, hopeful hearts. We are thankful for the rhythms of life, for the cycles of new birth, growth, maturation, and harvest. We ask your blessing on this new academic year, on the individual and corporate growth to come, and on the rich harvest of accomplished goals that we anticipate. We thank you for the comfort and rootedness provided by the traditions and knowledge we bring to this particular time and place. Bless us and grant us the courage to embrace the new and unknown. We thank you for our friends and families who encourage and support us on our way. Bless us and grant us the openness of heart and generosity of spirit to welcome new and unfamiliar others into our circle of familiars. We thank you for the particular nation and culture that has formed and nurtured each one of us in our own unique identity. Bless us and grant us the richness of understanding to respectfully engage the many nations and cultures that comprise our beautiful global human mosaic. As we embrace the unknown, welcome the unfamiliar, and engage the diversity, bless us with wonder and grant us the vision to see you and your love in all that we encounter. Amen.
As Beth and Byron are coming forward, I simply want to announce that if you have third period class at 10:40, please relax. It will begin at 10:50 today.
I'm Beth Arasena, and I serve as Director of Cross-Cultural Programs here at EMU. It is my pleasure to invite the students and leaders of our South Africa Fall 2009 Cross-Cultural to stand at this time to receive our prayers. The cross-cultural commissioning and laying of hands is a tradition at EMU. We ask that friends, family, and colleagues please come forward to lay hands on our group members. And I'll continue with my introduction, so please come forward. This morning we are commissioning 24 students and our faculty leaders. Harlan De Bruin of our Physical Education Department is the faculty leader for this program. Professor De Bruin is assisted by Audra Baker, an EMU alumna and a nurse. Audra is accompanied by her husband, Darren Stauffer. Harlan and Audra have lots of experience in South Africa. They led a semester program 2 years ago, and when the group returned for their chapel sharing, you could just sense in every way the amazing, life-changing experiences. And I'm looking forward to this group's return in a few months. It was an awesome chapel sharing, and this semester is full of the same inspiring promise. Don't forget that the group leaves today around 12:30 from Lehman Circle right outside here. Associate Campus Pastor Byron Peachy will lead us in prayer now, after which we invite the campus community to return to their seats here in the auditorium.
Please join me in prayer, and all of you can put your hand on the shoulder in front of you. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we pray for these travelers as they go from here today. We ask for your blessing and hand of protection upon them. We pray that you would be ever in their midst and that they would encounter your presence and spirit in Southern Africa in profound ways. May they be great and be patient with one another, encourage each other, be gracious visitors, and be a blessing to the families and churches they meet and stay with. Thank you, O God, for the opportunity that we have as travelers, as learners, for the desire that they have to discover another part of your world which you have created, even as there is sadness and anxiety for the familiar that they're leaving behind. We pray that this would be a time of growth for them in their Christian faith as they are stretched and challenged to depend on your presence with them and as they learn to care for one another and to bear one another's burdens. And we especially ask for your guidance and wisdom for Harlan and Audra. Give them a sense of joy in their task, a sense of humor for the unexpected that comes their way. Give them a sense of peace when challenges arise. We commit ourselves, family, friends, those of us who remain at EMU, to pray for this group, to pray for South Africa and Lesotho. And we ask you, our God, for good health, safety, and wisdom for this group gathered. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.